We've seen nationwide how ICE actions have resulted in deaths, and ICE detention centers have been allowed to maintain substandard conditions. This was why when an ICE detention center was planned for Roxbury, New Jersey, which is in the northwest part of the state, residents raised their voices and, to say the least, pushed back. Those efforts resulted at the end of June with the Department of Homeland Security announcing they were canceling the plans for that facility. Then, on July 8th, DHS notified the New Jersey District Court that they once again intended to move forward with the ICE detention center in Roxbury. Joining us now to review all of this and what the response by those opposing the facility will be from Project Ninja, which stands for No ICE in North Jersey Alliance. We welcome William Angus. How are you today, Bill?
I'm a little irritated, but otherwise doing good.
Irritation can be used for a positive force, let's say. No-Roxbury-Jail.com. You find out more, and more importantly, find out ways to get involved in what is, like you just said before we get on the air, Bill, deja vu all over again. Explain what happened, because it was a matter of, well, technically, as far as court filings, it was a matter of days. But didn't Mark Wayne Mullen, with his big mouth, sort of like tip off even after the cancellation?
He did.
He just put the cards face up, and not enough people noticed, I guess.
So just to kind of take people through the sequence of events, in May, the DHS entered into a settlement agreement with the Attorney General over the environmental reviews that they needed to do. And basically, that's a one- or two-step process. There's a limited review that'll take up to 6 months. If it shows any concerns, then they have to do a larger, full review, which can take 1 to 2 years. So that is still required after the recent events. But after the settlement agreement was reached, in June, DHS notified Roxbury that they had decided that they were not planning to pursue opening up the ICE detention center there. And so we all cheered. And Governor Sherrill has been accused of spiking the football or doing a touchdown dance. And I personally don't agree with that interpretation. She said, and I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of they changed their minds because they knew that they weren't going to pass this environmental review, which is a factual statement.
Yeah.
Well, it's an opinion, but it's not overly like taunting, right? As some people have made it out to be. When she made that statement, I think it was the same day, Mark Wayne Mullen went on Twitter, now known as X, and basically said, "Oh, the hell, we're not backing off. You know, we're going to enforce the law, and we're going to open up these detention centers." And it was a very hysterical response, in my opinion. And a lot of people felt the same way. And then last week, they made it official that they have indeed reversed course. So the conventional interpretation is Mark Wayne Mullen got his feepies hurt and decided to be spiteful and change course. And the thing is, he can do that. And is it frustrating? Is it irritating? Yes. However, it changes absolutely nothing about the situation or the time frame. They still have to do the limited review. We'll see you in 2027. And if that review turns up concerns, we'll see you in 2028. So he can say that they want to pursue it. Good luck with that.
I want to be the devil's advocate opposing view on this thing with Mikey Sherrill and what she said, and as you said, politically spiking the football, as many have called it, because what we saw when ICE said they were going to stop traffic stops up after the Maine shooting, and Trump said, "No, you're not." Isn't it feasible that somehow Trump caught wind of this? Because ICE has been buying warehouses. I think they have 11 that they purchased, including the one in Roxbury. But this is the only one they've flipped on. So again, was this Trump hearing what Sherrill did and Trump saying to Mark Wayne Mullen, "Fix this"?
I think that that's absolutely a possible, you know, sequence of events. And we may never know whether this was Mark Wayne Mullen's idea or if Trump basically gave him a command and he, being the dutiful little soldier, said, yes, sir. We don't really know. But at the end of the day, I almost don't care because, like I said, it changes, it does not change the requirements, it does not change the equation, and it doesn't change the timeline. They still have to do their due diligence with these environmental reviews. The only thing that it does mean for us is you cannot trust DHS to do what it says, to follow the rules. So because they are still planning on opening it, that means that we have to keep an eye on them to make sure that they're not violating the agreement, doing anything that they're not supposed to, and so forth. So it does require us to, you know, keep an eye on things. But for the most part, this does not really change much for us. And what we are doing, because this is pushed off at least to next year, and if not the following year, what we're going to do is we're going to pivot and refocus our resources and efforts on the increased amount of ICE kidnappings going on across New Jersey, notably up here in Dover and in Flemington. What we're going to do is we have a pretty big microphone right now, so there are a lot of smaller groups that are part of Ninja that a lot of people don't know about. So we're going to try to amplify those groups. That's like Pax Christi, Wind of the Spirit. You know, there's a number of different groups that are helping the immigrant community. So we're going to try to amplify what they're doing. And, of course, we're going to focus and have been focused heavily on the situation at Delaney Hall, which has played out over the last, you know, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's quieted down to a degree, but as you said, and as DHS proves of themselves, they cannot be trusted with any sort of level. Do you think that you have greater support in elected leadership now this second time than you did the first time? As an example, if you go to the Roxbury, New Jersey town website, roxburynj.us, they have an entire page now of the documents where if someone needs to catch up, it's one of the best go-to places to see the court filings and the documents and the requirements that DHS is under. Do you think that you have a greater support with the elected officials now than you had before?
When you say elected officials, it depends on which elected officials you're referring to. And you, in this instance, are referring to the mayor and town council of Roxbury.
Right.
And I can tell you without question, anything and everything that the mayor and town council has done has been, we have had to drag them kicking and screaming to do it. Yes, they did file, they made a statement very early on saying we oppose this, but that was largely ceremonial. It had no impact. It was simply, you know, are you happy now? We said we opposed it. Are we good? And hoping that we would go away, which we did not. But everything that they have done has been, we've had to, you know, almost, I don't want to say bully them, but we've had to pressure them significantly to take even the smallest action. And there are still actions that we want them to take, to insulate themselves, against any shenanigans that ICE DHS and ICE might do. And at the most recent town council meeting, this week, Jim Riley was extremely dismissive of our efforts and wanted to rewrite history and portray the town council as being the reason that ICE is not, able to open the facility right now. And the simple fact of the matter is we are the ones who did all the legal research. We are the ones who fed that to the attorney general. When we spoke with Andy Kim, at one point, Kim's office said, oh, we didn't know this and we didn't know that. Thank you for that information. So the higher up elected officials, for the most part, were and remain cooperative, but were very, appreciative of the work that we did and informing them so that they could then do the things that they needed to do. So, you know, Jim Riley can, you know, try to, you know, claim that they're the hero on the horse that, you know, charged in a battle. That is not what happened.
Speaking of the higher up elected officials, we know now why Tom Kaine Jr. was absent from the equation the first time around. Can he be, I won't use the word bullied either, cajoled into a different stand and more vocal stand now, if only out of he has to sort of save his political bacon right about now. He needs some bonus points after these past 4 months. Is there a way to, for lack of a better phrase, more graceful way to say it, take advantage of a political opportunity considering Tom Kaine?
So I know that a number of constituents have routinely been calling his office since January, asking him to take action. They continue to do so, and the word that I'm hearing is that when they contact his office, either they aren't able to speak to anyone and they get voicemail, which often voicemail is full. So they're not often not able to leave their concerns. But when they do get a person on the phone, it's like going into the void. Like, okay, we'll tell him, thank you for that comment, and then you never hear back. You know, he's been back for, what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact date. But he has not indicated that he will be doing anything more than what he did during the first, you know, 4 months of this. If he is willing to, speak out against it, we welcome that. But it's kind of like you're late to the party, pal.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he spent more time with issues as opposed to posing for photos for his social media feeds. Just to wrap up here, about a minute left, someone listening right now, what's the most constructive thing they could do to get involved in what lies ahead?
The most constructive thing they can do is to join up with or help support the groups that are on the front lines against the ICE kidnappings. Voices for Justice is based out of Hackettstown. There have been a number of sightings in and around Hackettstown of ICE vehicles. So there is a lot of concern that, you know, people are going to start getting snatched here. And that is my hometown. There are other groups that are fighting, on the watch out in Dover. And you can learn about them through Project Ninja. It is these groups that are really on the front line of what is the most dangerous part of this, which is where people are just being snatched off the streets. And, you know, I do want to just quickly just remind people, we've had two ICE shootings in the last week or 10 days of what appear to be innocent victims, you know, being shot in their vehicles. And another ICE detainee died in custody recently. So there have been three deaths at the hands of ICE just in the last, 2 weeks or so. And I just want to remind people, there was an ICE shooting of a fleeing suspect just over the Roxbury border back in February. They were trying to serve a warrant on an individual. Allegedly, he fled, and they ended up shooting at him. And these types of things can cause collateral damage. So this is why we are fighting. This is why we fought and why we are continuing to fight, and we are just re-aiming our focus on the kidnappings and the illegal actions and less so about the warehouse, because that is for now been placed on hold. Despite what Mark Wayne Mullen has said, they're still on hold.
And just to close out here, too, the ICE officer who shot and killed a man in Maine has a history of family violence. So when you hear that ICE is hiring the best of the best, far from it. And there's many further examples of the lack of training and lack of humanity among the rank and file of ICE agents. Learn more about Project Ninja, how to get involved in all the aspects that Bill talked about here. No-Roxbury-Jails.com. We have the link posted on our homepage as well. William Angus, thanks so much for inspiring and motivating through facts and truth and reality. Help us see a clear picture away from the politics and life, away from the lies. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. And if there are any new developments, I'm happy to speak to it again. Pleasure talking to you.